All right, I'd like to call the May 15th meeting of Ways and Means to order. We have a presentation by the college and we'll start with that, so.
There we go, sorry. Now I sound much better. So Michael and I are here today to talk about the proposed budget for next year for the college and to answer any questions. So I'm gonna turn it over to Michael to do most of it and just here for the question piece if needed.
Hi everyone. So I'm gonna explain a lot of this with the assumption of like not being sure what everyone knows, doesn't know, so please stop, ask questions as we kind of go through. So this is the regular timeline of what we normally do. Right now we're in May and June, you guys will vote on the actual resolution and then it will go to SUNY and then their board of directors eventually. So just jumping right in, for the budgeted enrollment, for this upcoming year, we're budgeting 1,667 FTEs, which is up from last year, from 1,547. That's a 120 increase in FTEs. Our actuals this year are very good. When we're looking at our fall 24 compared to our fall 23, we actually saw a 6.3% growth in enrollment. From spring 25, right, to last spring in 24, a 7.4% increase. So the college enrollment is doing very well, which is why the budget went up. When we did this budget in the projection of enrollment, we had the actual fall amounts, but for spring, we used a projected amount because all the numbers weren't really in. So that's what's driving a lot of the budgeted numbers that we'll be looking at. So overall, personnel costs are 78% of our budget overall. We're seeing rising costs in benefits, utilities, and liability insurance. Surprisingly, the only thing we didn't see an increase in is actually the NYSHIP Empire plan, which is one of three NYSHIP plans we offer at the college, but it's the one that is most utilized and also the most expensive, which had a 0% increase for this past year. So for that, we were able to really decrease the benefits, which you'll see later on, but some of the other costs are going up. Utilities are important to note too, because at the college, it's a very touchy subject for us. For every penny that the rate goes up, our actual expenses go up $40,000 per penny. And from this growth in enrollment, we are adding new positions. 13 positions are being added. Five are faculty to address it in business, English, nursing, IT and networking, and psychology. Though there is one decrease that came at the request of the department, not from the college itself. The other remaining positions are 2.5 new management positions, one CSEA, and 5.5 OPEP positions, which are our professional union. So overall, we're trying to look for different ways to fund it, with expenses at the college, whether it's grants or other opportunities. So I'm not sure how much everyone knows. There's currently SUNY Ulster, as well as most colleges and school districts, are operating on the funding floor model, which is that the college cannot receive less from the state from the year prior, which is the hold harmless provision. But our actual floor right now is 1997 FTEs. With this budgeted enrollment, we're actually 300 under it. So we're really coming close to that number. And once we do surpass that number, the funding will look much, much differently for every FTE added. So the other thing to note, which as we go through this presentation is updated from what was presented at the Education Committee. The state did just pass its budget, which included $8 million for community colleges across the state. But we've been looking into it and we're unsure of how that will actually be implemented. SUNY Ulster is listed at $108,000 of an increase, but there's no clarity yet of what the requirements will be, if it's adding to the floor, if it's a grant opportunity, as well as if there will be required additional expenses that are not included in the budget. So as we kind of learn more, that's one thing that we are going to be looking at. While the state operated received $114 million of an increase in the budget. So overall for tuition revenue, based on the revised budget, there is an increase for $164 per semester for full-time students and $12 for part-time credit for students. This works out to $5,808 for full-time, which is still below the Pell amount of $7,000. Last year, we were at $5,406, which we were under the state average, or just above the state average. So on these next two slides, I'm actually breaking out what the other colleges in our local area are and what their proposed tuition is for this coming year. Now, these proposed numbers are not finalized. They too are going to their house counties, at their host counties, and having the same conversations that we are having. Overall, the state average for this coming year is projected right now at $5,532, which we're above that. But when you like take the average, we're still slightly above where we are for this coming year, where last year we're really behind in line with everyone, but we're still below orange for what they are projected for next year. And when you look at similar community colleges that are our size, it kind of grows even worse, where these averages are $5,494. But these colleges are more upstate, which they don't see the same type of cost that we see. But our tuition is definitely starting to get out of line when you look at that. But overall, for tuition revenue, we're projected at $8.7 million for this coming year. Last year, we were at $7.8 million. This is stemming from two different things, the growth in enrollment as well as the price increase. It's about $973,000. $543,000 of it is related to the price increase, while $430,000 is actually from the enrollment growth. Looking at this past year, this first slide is looking at the state funding. On these next two slides, I tried to keep the methodology of green is good. So just as a general comment. I didn't know if there was a question. So for state funding, we are actually below most of the other counties by headcount and FTE. There is a difference between headcount and FTE about how those are calculated. For headcount from the state, we are only actually receiving more money than Columbia Green, and per FTE, we're only receiving more than Sullivan in our local area. But when you look at the host county funding, we're actually costing less per FTE and headcount than most of the counties that are similar to our size or in our local area, with the exception being Dutchess. So overall, for this revised budget, it is keeping the county support flat. From discussions with the county exec, due to what the count, like the challenges that the county is facing with uncertainties from everywhere, that there wouldn't be support for a rise in the MOE. So from there, we had an executive meeting with our board, which made the following sorry, I should have brought some water. Changes to the budget, which then decrease. From that executive committee, it will later be brought and ratified to our board of directors, as well as further discussion about what other things, as we learn more about what that state money will look like, that will be put into that change as well. So, but this is actually the first year as well that the county isn't paying on the bond payments for the KCSU that we have. So there actually is a nice savings for the county. And when you look at our rent, it's actually partially paid by New York State. The number in here for $102,000 is an estimate based on last year's allocation. We won't have that final allocation until we get closer in the SUNY process. Last year it was 42%, which is what is listed out there. So looking at year over year for our different budgets, we've been decreasing our overall fund balance draw every single year. 3 years ago, we were at $876,000. Last year, $774,000. And this year is projected for what's in the budget for $481,000. So where we actually think we're going to end this year right now, based on current projections,
Thank you.
I'm not used to do this standing up. Normally I'm sitting, and education I was sitting, which makes it easier. So based on where we think we'll end this year is a deficit of right now $243,000 compared to where we originally projected of $774,000. And that comes from multiple different areas. Either sometimes we receive grants during the year that then we can transfer expenses into based on the mission we're already doing, or revenues are higher than originally projected. So overall, looking at the different areas, the few things that we haven't talked about, oh boy, is it that bad? Thank you.
This is a Marco Rubio moment.
Yep. The few things I do want to point out on our revenue that we haven't already talked about is the charges to other counties. This is a very hard number to predict. Right now for next year, we're budgeting it at $1 million, which is an increase of $85,000. Other revenue, you'll see it increased by $600,000. This is actually due to our new USTAC program at the college, which is that as part of their tuition, students are charged $28 per credit, and they can have all of their books paid for. Now, if that doesn't make sense for the student because their classes don't require books and they're given that information up front, they can actually elect out of that program. So, but that revenue is paid directly to the college, while in years past it was paid to the bookstore and then we would get that fee on the back end. Now the college collects it and then we pay Barnes & Noble their portion. It's $28, Barnes & Noble is $25, and then we retain $3 per credit. The other thing is the federally operated funds. It's an increase of $180,000. This is actually our SNAP ENT program that we are launching next year. It's definitely a conservative estimate since it is new. We are going to be piloting it over a large pool, but not as big of a pool that we could across the whole campus, where there is federal dollars in order to get money back for expenses and things that we already do. This will actually be a great partnership with the county. It has never been done in New York because of the coordination that is required with DSS, which so we're very grateful for the county to work with us on that project because it has such tremendous potential to bring in other revenue to the college. So, looking at expenses, salaries are up about $1 million. These are those new positions as well as contractual increases for the different bargaining units. You'll see that benefits is a decrease actually this year of $284,000. Now, this mainly has to do with our Night Shift Empire plan being renewed at 0%, which is fantastic, as well as really looking at who is utilizing it, as well as having such a big new applicant of 13 positions that we can really make assumptions that not everyone's going to have to be on a family plan and take a little bit more of a risk of how that is going to play out based on what we've seen in other positions. Contractuals are also up. The majority of this is the payment back to the bookstore that wasn't in there, as well as we had additional accreditations that are this year, which is once every 8 years, as well as professional developments and the utility increase as well. Equipment also saw an increase of $74,000. This is actually to put it more in line of what our historical actuals have been, instead of just budgeting a low number and then like having to make budget adjustments throughout the year. So, but that's one thing that we always end up getting hit if there's replacements and that are needed throughout the year. So overall, this is all of it together showing the fund balance gap of $481,000. Looking at our fund balance, we ended August 31st, 2024 at $7.4 million. When I subtract what I consider our rainy day for the fund balance, which I use 2.5 months because we're such a smaller entity, that removes $5.7 million. Our current projected loss of $242,000, the fund balance draw, leaves us with a fund balance available for appropriation of just over $1 million. So that is the budget. Let me take a drink before I ask questions. Yes.
You mentioned, I think, in the beginning of your talk that every, I think, percent increase in the utilities is going to cost you $40,000. Mm-hmm. I understand that Centillion is going up 3.5%-ish. Is that reflected in the budget?
We did include an increase in utility costs, because we assumed there would be, year over year, there has been utility cost increases. So that is in it. Currently, we are a part of a community solar project, which gives us 12% back on 3 million of our kilowatts. We currently use about 4 million. So that is a little bit of a savings there. But the rate we look at very closely, because we do use so much electric that it does matter a lot to us. So, yep.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. Could you explain to me, I know I've been here before, how that works with the payments to other counties? Is that Ulster County students going to other colleges or community colleges?
So this is the portion of other county residents coming to Ulster itself. One of the biggest changes we saw this year as well, this was the first year where with support from the state education department that we've had a prison program, but this was the first year where it's been billed as an out-of-county program where other counties were paying those fees. So what it really does is for that out-of-county, just similar to like how the county itself pays for our residents going to other counties. When a Dutchess student comes to Ulster, they essentially are given an in-county rate, and then that host county makes up the difference as if they were the same, and each of the counties does it that way. So,
thank you. It would also help us to see the historical numbers of the county share year after year. I know you said this 7.71 million dollars was flat from last year, but tuition is going up. I don't think the Republican Party and Minority Caucus would have a problem paying a little bit more in order to keep the rates student tuition down.
No, I would say thank you. And, you know, we are sensitive to costs and the uncertainty. We also do appreciate that the county faces even more uncertainty than we do for the next year's budget. So we will continue, the board is continuing to look at what we can do to make sure we remain an affordable solution.
Everybody else, thank you.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you. All right, just a reminder, all motions are to adopt unless otherwise stated, and no votes must be verbal. Can I have approval of the April 10th meeting minutes?
Make it.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Resolution 52 as presented. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Second. Discussion.
I talked to the sponsor about this today. I believe this is at the 90-day mark where we have to take a vote on it. And he would appreciate an up or down vote.
Mr. Collins?
My understanding was last month there was still a lawsuit engaged in this. Is that still the case? Is it still a...
Yeah, that is correct. We do have a PERB date set for that. My understanding is the resolution accompanying this applies to management confidential employees at this time.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
2-3. Opposed? Yeah, I'm going to be in favor. So it's 4-2. Yeah, okay. Resolution 102, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 127, I have a motion to refer this to economic development. Second.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
So carried. 202, can I have a motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 203, can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 204, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 205, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. I do have a question. So what is this specifically going to that we're rolling over from? Is there a specific project? Is it? Yeah. Can somebody hand a microphone back? Pass the microphone.
Thank you. All right, thank you. I believe I need to look at that piece of paper again because there's two of them and I just ran up here. Yes, this is for the accessibility. This is for the accessibility grant. We found out that you approved a addition to Medium Giant's contract, and this would allow us go back. They did work in 2024 under the grant that they were not paid for. So this allows us to go back and pay them that money and not leave. I don't know how much. Let me look at this right now. I'm sorry, I wasn't ready. It allows us to pay them the money that they for the work they did in the summer of 2024, and to have it credited to 2024.
So how did that happen, that they did work for us and we didn't pay them?
Because, unfortunately, we were misinformed about the need to to be under a separate contract with them. We were told by somebody at Empire State Development that since we followed purchasing protocol and we were working with a vendor that we were already under contract with, that they could go ahead and do the work. In fact, that was not the case according to when the bill went to get paid.
Okay. Legislator Collins?
Is this too late to apply to 2024 expenses?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you'd roll it from 24 into 25 and right. Take care of it that way.
Right. All right. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 206, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? Yeah, I have discussion on this. So last month, I had sent a request to for additional information about how we can quantify what the magazine, what's our return on investment of it. And I certainly did not get an answer to that, but I was told that it was and I'll quote here, the travel guide comes at a minimal cost to the county. Last month, that number was approximately, as it was even during the meeting, I know I said, at only $3,600, I supported it. And then come to find out this month now we have this resolution here for $50,000. But in total, the magazine, even after sales for ad revenue, our net cost for this magazine is somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $111,000. I still have no explanation, anything that we can quantify that we see more than $111,000 worth of return on our investment. And the fact that last month I specifically asked the question about it looks like the net cost around $7,000. Are there distribution costs? That question was not answered. It was specifically answered of the travel guide comes at a minimal cost to the county. To me, $100,000+ is not a minimal cost to the county. Whoever, please, I just like the explanation.
I Love New York matching funds in 2025 comes to, they're going to give us $59,000. We have to match that money in order to get it. So we use matching funds for this project. So what happens is that the design costs we contract out at about $30,000. Once we have all the ad revenue in place at the end, it costs us generally $2,000 to $3,000 total for Flint Media. And that's how much we pay them. And I actually.
Right here, $7,600.
Not to Flint. No, that's impossible because the reason I know this is I was just working on my matching funds application for 2024, and I just looked at the canceled check. It was 2,400 and something. So I think maybe what you're looking at is that total amount that gets contracted, but that's not what we pay. And so there's that amount of money. It was 24 something in 2024. I was literally just putting this in. And then there's the printing costs, right? So those two things taken together they just go over the amount of money, right, that I Love New York gives to us. It's 50, so this contract for $50,000, $54,000 is actually less money than our previous contract. We just went back out to RFP. And the distribution done is in conjunction with the printing because the printer delivers print services, like does delivery services. That's part of what he does. So we're not paying additional money for distribution. He is doing us a courtesy and dropping these and bulk shipping them from where it is that he produces it to places like getaways on display and people we have other contracts with. So in essence, the matching funds money is used to cover the costs of the travel guide. That's what we do.
This is Catamount Color, that's the one you're referring to?
Yeah, Catamount Color is the printer. And okay. Today's contract's for
$50,720.
Yep.
But then there's additional distribution costs on top of that that total $43,378, and those are for CTM Media.
Right, right.
Okay, so the number is $100,000+ our cost out of pocket for this magazine. Is that number wrong somehow? After you figure in the sales for the ad revenue.
So yeah, funds, right. So right. But the total cost to me is not $100,000 because it's three whatever to Flint Media and 54 to Catamount. That's what we're paying, and that's what we claim.
Okay, well, I mean, so those two numbers still come up. Our numbers are slightly different. We have 76, 75 for Flint Media and 57, 24. You're saying it's 54, but even still, so those two numbers sort of together – it's still the same number. It's $57,000-$58,000,
right.
A little bit more. But then on top of that, you have the $43,378 for the distribution costs for, again, CTM, North Country, Getaways, and Pen on Display.
I need to look at something else because I have separate contracts for distribution with CTM. And Getaways, and I think Adirondack something or other.
Yep.
I have separate contracts with them.
Correct.
So as far as I am concerned, that's advertising cost, and that does not have anything to do with printing the travel guide. That's my position on it. Those contracts, and I think in some of the information that we gave to you, I did point out that there is not a single county in the state that doesn't print a travel guide, and that an essential part of travel promotion is producing a travel guide and getting it into the hands of people who would like to see it and would like to come here. So if we add up the contracts that I have separately for distribution services to CTM and those other people, yeah, that's what I would call advertising costs, not printing costs.
I'm looking at the total project cost to design, print, and then distribute to get into the hands of the end user. The total cost to the county is approximately anywhere between $100,000 to $111,000, depending if you do this additional $10,000 worth of photography. That's where that difference in number comes from. But it's a little over $100,000 anywhere you slice it. Are you saying the $43,378 is not related to the magazine, or it is?
It.
The total cost to design, print, and distribute to get to the end user, how much does that cost the county? That's the number.
Around $3,000. In order to design it, it costs about $3,000. To print it, it's the contract there. That's what the cost is to the county.
I don't know how else I can ask the question to get the answer. The total project cost. I'm saying is wrong, I think, because
can you help? So I think one of the points is kind of where the matching funds kind of play into that equation as far as what we expend versus then what we receive back in matching funds.
Right, right.
So that's one. And I do think there seems to be.
Can we stop there for a second so we don't go too far?
Yes.
So I understand. Okay, so you're saying the $111,000 number minus from that, now you're saying the $59,000 I Love New York money, you're saying takes $59,000 from that,
right,
number? Is that what
you're
talking
about? Your matching funds, which are used for promotion and travel guides, which are about $60,000.
Right.
So that would help offset the cost.
That does offset, right. That's the reason. Right.
Contract.
Right. And that's the reason we do it, is because I Love New York, and I think I sent that to you. In their guidelines, they do not specify specific things that are allowable to be used for matching funds, But one thing that they state right out there is a travel guide. So they don't specify, there's a lot of other regulations around a whole lot of things, but travel guides are important to them, yes. So that, I think you answered the question, Amanda, just now, is that that's it. Is it, I think of it in terms of we're getting this money and it's offsetting those costs, right?
So again, let me just clarify. So the 111,623 number, you're taking off of that 59,000.
If I may, I think there's two parts to that. First, the director of tourism kind of sees some of the distribution costs as different than the travel guide production
Absolutely.
And delivery costs.
Right.
So that's
right.
That's the first discrepancy.
Right.
And the second one is definitely the I Love New York matching funds go to help to pay for the travel guide.
Right.
The production of the travel guide and the initial distribution to like the warehouse.
Right.
There's
right.
additional distribution work that happens.
That I pay for that because that's termed advertising. They're providing us an advertising service. That's what they're doing.
But again, just that, you know, travel guides are kind of high in the hierarchy of what I Love New York will pay for as far as providing matching funds.
Right.
And they are considered one of the things that helps to have people you know, plan longer stays, stays that have more activities, spend more money when they're in an area. So they are, that physical travel guide has been shown to very much help improve and increase the visitor spend
right.
when folks are coming to the
and
area.
Right, and experience when they're in market, which is, you know, why we do it itinerary-based.
So again, two parts. Let me, that's got me all over the place with this. Let me change the analogy for a second to mm-hmm. a car, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the car dealership, I'm gonna buy a car. There's the price of the base price of the vehicle, and then there's gonna be things like tax, delivery, whatever other fees they add on top of that. I don't care about what's the cost of the car, the base price. I wanna know when I walk out the door, how much am I gonna pay for that? And that's the same thing I'm asking here. What is the total amount I'm going to pay completely to have that car? What is it going to cost us, the total amount to produce, to get this magazine into the hands of the people that you now, again, once again claim that it has this great return on investment of, which so far no proof has been offered to give me any empirical data that shows that that's the case. But what is that actual cost? I don't know how else to ask this.
$60,000 would be my answer to that on the top number. That's like if that with a lot of caveats, like if Linda doesn't sell all of her advertising and whatnot, it's $60,000.
Okay.
And then those other things are advertising. It's, yeah. It's $75,000 and I'm out of them right now.
So you hear my.
Sorry. What I would add to this is that we have this question from the chair, like, how do you know this is valuable? But we have all of I Love New York and the entire tourism industry believing that this is the most essential part of this type of tourism advertising. And I can tell you when I used to volunteer at the Catskill Visitor Center, which I did for years, one time a week for years, actually more than one time a year for some time, this was the most sought after piece of information that we have. Now, is there some study that somebody has done that shows that when a person picks that up, how many dollars they spend? I don't know that that is the case. But I am prepared to go with the entire tourism industry of New York State. I think it's quite reasonable to ask, what is the total price for printing this?
Mm-hmm.
How many do we print? Therefore, how much is it? I'm not sure if the advertising has been completely considered as part of this, but I think if you don't like this and don't think it's a good thing, that this is fine for an individual to vote against, but to demand from the department here something that I don't think exists, and that would be, you know, you and I have talked about it. How do you do a study that allows you to sort out from all of the variables that could influence this, what the specific value of this is? My argument on that is look at what happened when we did not spend this money 15, 20 years ago, which is we had very much lower tourism income than we have now. And as we started doing it the way that the tourism experts say is better, we started maximizing our tourism income to the point where we went over $1 billion, something I never would have thought I would have seen 20 years ago. So there's soft science on this, not hard science, I would say.
So to your point, I'm not demanding anything to be produced that doesn't exist. I just want an acknowledgement that it does not exist, that there is no data, there is no proof that this works. To say that because New York State makes this priority and this is what they're doing, that's nonsense. It's convoluted logic to say that just because New York State says it's doing it, that's the way we should do it. I'm not saying to reduce the budget for tourism. What I'm saying is using things like social media didn't exist 20 years ago. TikTok, Instagram, none of these things existed. That is how most people today do their tourism shopping. That's how they do it. Most people do. They do.
Where is your data to show that?
There absolutely is social media. There are studies for social media.
And we invest in social media, but it's not 50%, more than 50%. The people who come to Ulster County Tourism to get information, now it may be getting up to that now, but for the past 20 years has been predominantly contacting us to get this printed thing. And when we would be out of them, we would have people angry at us. So I'm just dealing, you know, going from personal experience of what people coming into a visitor center are looking for. Now, they're not the entirety of the public that comes for tourism here, but they're very large numbers, and they go up, and this is what they want. So, okay, there may not be exactly the number that you want, but that doesn't mean that there's no evidence that this is beneficial. There's this soft, qualitative experience.
I think it's reasonable for the chair to ask for an accounting of the entire cost. I think that is totally reasonable, and I'd like to see that too. It's hard, it's very confusing to have this charge and then this charge and this charge, and we don't know how much that gets reimbursed. If we could just have a simple accounting of the booklet, you know, and how much it's costing a county, that would be great. I'm not saying it's a bad cost. I just want to know what it is. And I don't have that, you know. So to us, we don't care if it's distribution or if it's printing or if it's – we want to know the entire cost. If we can just have a summary of that, that would be useful for us.
And just to the point, so I actually have a resolution going in next month requiring that for all projects going forward to have a total cost. Just to know.
So in my experience, which is now close to 30 years, the publication has cost about $1 a piece. And if they cost more than that, that was a problem. And if they cost less than that, that was good. That's my general sense. So I think that's where we are, and except we're on the less than that.
Amanda, I'm sorry.
It's confusing because the Flint Media contract is what the total amount could be. That's what we ask to. That's what we contract with her if we don't sell the advertising. So when you look at that $37,000 number, it never comes in at that. You have to look at what we wind up paying her, which last year was around just over $2,000, and then the only other thing that I do want to say is I agree 100% with the chair that times have changed in tourism advertising. And so that is the reason why we now take this approach where it's itinerary, they're all itinerary driven. We actually in this year's have blogs written by influencers. They came in and did some visits. We get all of that content and can cut it back up and use it in a myriad of ways. The photography for the travel guide is used in promotions all year long. And so that's all I was going to say. I agree with you 100%. The world has changed, and so that's why we now have QR codes, and we do all these added things around the travel guide.
Did you want to say any more? So then the question, last one I guess I'll have is, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 separate contracts here, CTM, North Country, mm-hmm. Gateway, and all this. What happens if we didn't do those? Because unfortunately, these are under the threshold, so we didn't even know about these until our analysts looked into it. But what happens if we don't do those?
And then I lose distribution in key areas, like the all along the Maryland, Virginia, and DC area, which is an expansion market for us. It's shown great results. We took Pennsylvania from being 2% of our visitation to over 7% of our visitation by targeting that market, by seeing data that we saw. So that's Pennsylvania on display. The rest of the CTM covers parts of Connecticut, which we saw a real dip in, which we're now seeing come back in data I have. It's about 5% of my visitation. And they also cover northern New Jersey, which is considered the metro area, which is the main region where our visitors come from. And in my opinion, it does matter. People get out of the car when they're coming into a market, they take a look, and when as well as when they're out of market, they stop at places, they pick these things up, and they live. They have a life on their own, and they help drive people to our website.
Thank you. I think I'm more confused now than ever. Before, we didn't have any data. Now, all of a sudden, we got data. I don't understand how you can say that, 5 minutes ago, we have no data that this works. Now, all of a sudden, the Pennsylvania market increased from 2 to 7% because of our data.
Well, I use a lot of tools. So I can't say that it's just the travel guide. What I can say is that I noticed that I use mobile tools that tell me where people are coming from. So I'm able to look at it and say, that's about 2% of our visitation. This is 3 years ago. Wow, that's super interesting. I didn't think anybody was coming from Pennsylvania. So you take your tools and you start leveraging them in those markets. And those tools include a travel guide, distribution, advertising, going to travel shows. All of that bumps a market. That's how you do it. There's not just one tool. You have to use them all. And I'm sorry that I didn't explain that well, and I'm sorry that, I do tend to take for granted that people understand, how tourism marketing is done, and I should do a better job explaining that there's a myriad of tools that we use outside of the market as well as inside the market, and that the way that we've gotten to $1 billion in visitor spending has been the data tools that I use that help me identify emerging markets.
Debbie, Babak. Let's say, Nolan, you had your hand up a second.
I think it's just on this point that it depends upon what you count as data and proof. And so there is data that guides these efforts. Does it establish a one-for-one necessary and sufficient condition? Could you do tourism marketing without a travel guide? To do that experiment would risk the largest part of Ulster County's economy right now. And we're talking about less than $100,000. It may not be just the $2,000, but we're talking about less than $100,000 that the experts in the field think is essential and helps in all these other ways. So to me, that is sufficient proof. But it is a different kind of understanding of a causal network than a one-for-one do the experiment. This experiment is tremendously costly if it goes wrong, and there to say that there's no data to support the guide, I think is less true than that there's no data to say that you can do fine without it. Show me a county that doesn't have this, that's doing really well with their tourism. That would be what my counter proposal would be.
Causation does not necessarily equal effect. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's clear that our tourism department is doing a phenomenal job because we have the results of our tourism department having significant improvement over the last 20 years. I think that the question, I won't put words in the chair's mouth, but the question I have is understanding the costs. And we don't have all those costs. And as the chair said, if it's below $50,000, we don't see those costs. So we don't know exactly how much is going into what's going in. And our job is to understand costs. And without understanding costs, that's where the questions come from. So that's where this is coming from, in my opinion, is like understanding the costs, where the costs are spent, why the costs are spent. No one here is saying we're doing a bad job. We're doing a great job with tourism. So I just want to make sure that you understand that. We all applaud what you've done in tourism. So I just want to make sure that that's clear too.
And I'll just say, and I agree, if this is not a question about what our tourism department is doing, it's a question on how we're allocating this money and could it be done, could we take 20% of this funds and put it towards TikTok usage and have the county executive and the chair of legislature doing a duet on top of Mohonk Mountain House. I see somebody said they like that idea. This is perfect. that would be an experiment to do because, I'm sorry, this is the way of the future. Paper print to media is all but dead. I know people grab it. I grab magazines from places too, but it never influences my decision to go visit there. I have never once said I'm going to that location because of a travel magazine, and I don't know anybody else who has either.
So I would never call the chair of the Ways and Means Committee an average person. We can tend to judge from our own mm-hmm. experience. I would say that, yes, TikTok and all those things, I believe our tourism department is doing that and has been ramping that up. And if we are put – and let's get the figures where you add everything in of what this costs, but I think tourism should then be able to subtract out. What we just heard is that if 20% of the material or 50% or 70% can be used for social media – then we shouldn't be counting it as just the guide's cost. We should be allocating that proportion to social media costs. And then would we be even having this conversation?
Debbie Zickerbaum?
I just want to clarify that TikTok is not eligible expense under I Love New York and Action Fund. They don't approve of that. So we wouldn't be able to receive any money back on that. Again, in thinking about where a natural experiment may exist, we of course don't want to experiment on, our biggest industry in Ulster County. We've looked for other examples for both print and also in general tourism advertising. And there is some real social science out there behind that. There's also, studies that have been done around, again, it gets to that layered approach where a travel guide, the paper travel guide, does things that people may initially plan online, but then when they get into market and they have the guide in their hand, there are folks in other markets doing studies that show they then stay longer. But again, it speaks to that layered approach and strategy.
I don't want to believe this anymore, but Debbie Zickerbaum, then why have you not produced the data that those studies anything? The only study you sent me, and I quite honestly I chastised you for it, was a 2022 article from a South African magazine that used 2007 to 2016 data. I mean, that's the only information you gave me. I'm asking for data, and you're saying all this exists, but yet I don't have it.
We did provide some additional data, also the state of Ohio looking at their travel guide in particular, and they're the ones who did research on the incremental spend, also, what markets you're targeting, who's picking up paper, how long they're staying in the market. So again, it's part of the strategy. It's also part of the strategy that I Love New York promotes.
Right.
But again, the natural experiment that I can't advocate for Ulster County is to stop doing it and see what happens.
Maybe we can have, we can't give out lotteries, but something where people, we actually see the end result of whether it's maybe a QR code tracking. There's data analytics. We can certainly do that. I don't know. All right, I'll move on. I think I believe it is enough. Any other discussion? I actually second that sentiment. I'm tired of it myself. All those in favor? Opposed? I'm going to be opposed. Three notes. Okay. It fails. Two, okay. Three fails.
It's a perfect example of the need for the petition to discharge to be widely available.
What is the downside if this to link them all?
This is the contract to print the travel guide.
I will not have the tool. We've sold advertising. Our advertisers are expecting to see their ads, and I won't have it for this season.
Could I just ask that those who voted in opposition to this, how much experience with advertising and tourism promotion it comes behind that decision, that vote?
I would actually prefer a postponement so we can get a summary of exactly how much this costs. I think we do need a tourism guide. It's a great resource. I know you'd like to see data, Mr. Chairman. It's hard to get data, but certainly if every county is doing it, we have to do it. The point is, I'd like to know exactly how much this costs. I still don't have an answer.
Well, the problem is this thing's delaying a month. Fix this. Is it possible to confirm this between now and the end of the meeting, between finance and budget? Can you look into this so we can just come back to this at the end of the meeting? I mean, the numbers we have here is it looks like it's costing us, if you're saying taking out the $59,000 from LF New York, the numbers I have here says it costs us $52,623. That's our out-of-pocket cost.
That would include the targeted distribution in various markets.
Yes, that includes the CTM, the North Country Getaways, and Penn on Display. Though that number plus your Flint Media, Catamount numbers, well, I'll just go through the numbers one by one. So Flint Media is $76.75 with an optional $10,000 on top of that if we do the photos. The Catamount color is $57.20, and the various those five other ones are $43,378.
Chair Cabrera, yeah. Don's going to check and see if we have staff still in the office to be able to look at some of this while we're discussing. She left for the evening.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
We had a vote on this. Let's just move on, unless somebody's going to reconsider it, and I don't think the three of us are.
Yeah, I'm possibly going to reconsider if it's going to, the numbers I have here says it's 52, and it's coming from our financial analyst, so I trust the numbers. That's what it's costing us. I brought this up as a point of that I don't appreciate the hidden costs that we don't know these things ahead of time. The numbers last month said it was $3,600, and here we are today, we're at 40 plus on that.
You're right, Mr. Chair, and just because I Love New York has given us money doesn't mean we have to spend it foolishly. As to Legislator Nolan's previous comment about experience in advertising, as you all know, I run a fairly large business, and I can tell you that print ad is a thing of the past. We do all our advertising on the internet, some billboards, but we do not do any print ad anymore.
Not a tourism business, I would suggest, but if it is $52,623, I think that is a very important, good investment. It is much better to have this fail, and I think we could indeed do a petition to discharge. We should do that. And I think raising questions and trying to get clear on all this is excellent, but risking our single most productive economic sector is something not to be done casually. And so I would say, if we have these questions and we want to work it through, let's do it, but let's not do it on this vote. And I do think that even if that is the number, it is a number not just for this printed item and its distribution, but for the design work and the content that feeds into everything else. So it seems to be targeting and pulling out this one element as printed, as you know, as a bad thing. It has a role for the individuals that don't plan their trips on the internet, which in my community just a few years ago was 50% did not even own a computer. They did own a phone, but they didn't own a computer. So I'd say let's give this element to the tourism department to use and maybe continue this conversation. But taking this out at this point is really going to just throw a monkey wrench in something that is really crucial to us and that has other stresses on it right now. So this also isn't, you know, like smooth sailing time in terms of tourism economy.
And to be fair, this is not the first time this is brought up. I've been asking for this data for over a month now, so this is not just being brought up last minute.
No, I didn't mean to imply that. I just meant that you did bring it up, but we shouldn't, I think, end with resolving it against this element of the tourism department without more study.
I should go back.
I would like to make a motion to reconsider the vote on this resolution, Mr. Chairman. As I said, I do support this tourism guide. It's beautifully done. We have incredible attractions in Ulster County. We have people from all over the metropolitan area come to visit us. They visit us, our outdoor activities. They visit the Castle Mountain Railroad. They visit all of our activities, and we should be proud of them. I was concerned about what this actually costs. Now that we have a definitive answer, I would make my motion to reconsider.
Yeah, I don't think much is needed because I didn't call the final vote. I didn't acknowledge the final vote.
Thank you.
So. I didn't actually read the final. Yeah? Well, people can change their vote at any time. Yeah, there's no reason for a motion. Yeah, so you want to change your vote to
yes? I will vote to yes. Thank you.
So you get your hand up, Legislator Collins.
I was going to ask to do what Legislator Kovacs has said.
All right, let's take the vote again. All those in favor? Opposed? Opposed. Okay. I will be for it. Thank you. Resolution 207, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 211, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 212, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 213, can I have a motion? Second, discussion, all those in favor, opposed, so carried. 215, can I have a motion? Second, discussion, all those in favor, opposed, so carried. 218, can I have a motion? Second, discussion, yep.
Trying to keep track of this, is this the, there was a proposal to change this to
It was already amended, so yeah, this was amended in
is it been amended?
Yeah, so that, thank so you ignore the title here, but it's already been previously amended.
Thank you.
All those in favor? Opposed? Yeah. 219 as presented, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion?
I have discussion.
As presented, that's it.
Do we have the assembly bill number yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Do we know when?
We've reached out to the Assembly's office, waiting for word back from them.
We'll have it by session, I hope.
That is our hope.
Okay.
All those in favor? Oh, yes.
I take it we're starting a dedicated housing fund, reserve fund. Besides the hotel motel tax, is there other sources of revenue for that fund?
So right now, currently, the hotel occupancy tax is the primary source of the funding for the HAF, sole source of funding for the HAF.
And what is the goal yearly to put in this fund?
25% of the collections from the hotel motel.
That's it?
Currently, yes.
And not currently?
I'm aware of what's currently planned for, which is 25% of the hotel motel.
Thank you.
All those in favor? Opposed? You'd be in favor? Or? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Resolution 220, can I have a motion? Second? Second? Second discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 221, can I have a motion? Second? Second? Third time, second. Second. Thank you. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 223. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 224. Second. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 226. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm concerned about why we're waiving our very stringent requirement of having vendors complete their Form 990 for this organization. I know they do good work, but it looks like they haven't had an audit for 3 years. They haven't filed their 2023 Form 990. What is the reason here?
Based on the current policy, which was passed last year, we can't pay for services already rendered or enter new contracts. Our hope is to, now that the issue has been raised up, there's a correction plan from the entity to get into compliance. Their commitment is to get into compliance by next month. Currently, they provide emergency meals to our unhoused population in emergency housing. Our hope is to allow them to continue to provide those meals so that those people can have access to food. In order for us to continue to pay them or to enter into new contract work with them, we would need a waiver from the policy.
Mr. Collins.
Yeah, I've worked with the executive office on this. This is, as you recall, this is a motion, this is a resolution I put forth last year. I believe this is following what we envisioned with the policy. They were deficient in meeting the requirements. They're resolving those requirements quickly, and we should see a resolution to this very soon. So I'm okay with this going through. I do feel like basically our policy is working. We're finding out who's not doing this and when they're doing it and making sure that they get their financial orders, financial affairs in order.
Chair Roberts.
Were all the entities, nonprofits, notified of this law when we passed it?
I can take that one. So our current contracts require all vendors and nonprofits would be included in that to already be compliant with all tax rules and regulations that's already in their existing contracts. As we've gone through this, we've been working with Legislator Collins to really figure out the proper way to implement this. At first, when we were looking at this, we were going to have departments ensure compliance with the vendors. That became a little tricky. Departments, when they're looking at this, it's confusing. What year should they be looking for? Where is the right source data? We will be looking at some of those changes. Vendors will be notified that they are required to provide the information to us. That will ensure that we're receiving the accurate information from the vendors directly. So there will be that noticing process. I know our Commissioner of Finance has also been working with our County Attorney's Office to get noticing on their website as well.
Microphone.
So they weren't notified.
They were not notified on the website. However, their contracts already contain that language. So in reviewing their contracts, they would have already seen this language within the existing contract scope.
I have a question for the Deputy Comptroller through the chair, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Is this current organization under a county audit?
Yes.
Can you give us an update on that?
Yes, we've finished the test work, and we anticipate releasing a report in the next few weeks.
Anything more specific?
I mean, not at this time. We did release a memo, which essentially has this language in this resolution. The finding was that they were non-compliant at that time. we have a number of other findings that will be made available with our report, but yeah.
Is there anything in the audit, I take it you don't want to share everything with us, but is there anything in the audit that may say that we shouldn't be doing this?
I don't believe so, no.
Any other discussion? All those in favor? Sorry. Okay. Sorry. All those in favor again? I'm sorry. Opposed?
I'm going to be a no, Mr. Chair, just to bring this to the floor.
Okay. Okay.
Because the...
Oh, yeah. You have interest. Okay. Yeah, so this fails, because such chance it's abstaining. Okay. Motion resolution is defeated.
So what was the vote? Just trying to track the vote here.
3-2-1 recusal.
Would any of those who were voting against it consider voting it out of committee so that we get some further time and have discussion prior to a vote on the floor?
Mr. Chair, I'll change my vote, because if Legislator Kovacs is going to be a no, that will still bring it to the floor. And am I correct to say this is a 8-person committee?
7.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the resolution is adopted with 1 no, Legislator Kovacs, and 1 recusal, Legislator Hanson. 227, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 228, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 229, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 230, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 231. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 232. Can I have a motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 233. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 234. Could I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 235. Could I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 236. Could I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 237. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? I'm going to be opposed. 238. Can I have a motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 239. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 240. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 241. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 242. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 243. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 244. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. They have it.
I just want to thank the swift response from the Sheriff's Office, the Executive, and the Legislative branches to get this plan in place for next week for session.
Yes. Any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 246 as presented. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Sorry.
Is this the one that we need to have the amendment on, though?
It does present.
It is in there. Okay,
it
thank you.
Present, yep. All those in favor? Opposed? It's okay. 247, can I have a motion? Second? Second?
Second
discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carry 248, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carry 249, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carry 250. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed. So carry 251. Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed. Carry 252. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed. Carry 253. Can I have a motion? Second. All those in favor? Opposed. Carry 254. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed. Carry 255. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion.
Yeah. Can we just get a brief update? I see that the pool is going to open for this season coming up, and what repairs were made, and I know that the major improvements are coming for next year.
That's correct. So the major repairs to the piping were made last fall, and the pool will be filled very soon. We're currently under contract with the engineer to do the plans for the renovation, and we're moving ahead with those. So we'll be open full hours this summer, and then we're moving forward with the plans for the full renovation utilizing the SWIMS grant. Thank you.
All those in favor? Opposed? Aye. Carried. 256. Can I have a motion? Second? Second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 257. Can I have a motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 258. Can I have a motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carry 259. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 260. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 261. Can I have a motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion?
Discussion.
Yes.
I want to know how effective this contract has been. My understanding is that last year we entered into contract with Granicus, and many of the towns were unable to use one of the modules because they did not have the ability or the personnel to be able to use those modules. Are we still doing the SWOT modules are we taking, and are we actually using all those modules that we are paying for?
I can say from the perspective of the Department of Finance, we use, there's two modules that we pay for. One is just knowing who's operating, and there's another one which communicates with people who are operating and tracks which letters we send. To a certain extent, we don't know how effectively the towns are using the modules, but I do know that many of them are using it. We addressed the issue getting the towns on board. We've actually negotiated a credit in the contract, as the backup shows, because Granicus took some of the responsibility for delays in onboarding the towns. So the towns, every town that is in the, I think it's the Housing Action, Housing Smart Communities thing, they've been given the opportunity, and Department of Planning is actually kind of interfacing with them more, and Department of Finance has, as a result of sending letters from using the compliance monitoring module, registered a vast number more in recent months after, well, starting in December when letters were going out, hundreds in January and February compared to maybe a dozen or so, a little over a dozen every month before then. So I think it has been working.
Okay. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried 262. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Abstained? All right. It's a 5-1 abstention. 263. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried 264. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. Not opposed. 265 was postponed on laws and rules. Late resolution 268. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Forthcoming resolutions are listed. And I have a motion to keep the 2026 departmental budget request for non-county contract agencies flat at $919,250. Second. Seeing no second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Controller's office.
Thank you. So sales tax. The county has received our sales tax payments for the month of March 2025. Year-to-date sales tax revenue is $44.7 million, which is a 3.9% decline from where we were this time last year. Last month, we were down nearly 10% year-to-date, so we are improving, and our March payments were up 12.6% from the same payments last year. Cannabis tax, which is always a topic of question here. On April 21st, 2025, we received $96,760 from the state comptroller for adult use cannabis tax collections during the first quarter of 2025. That's a sales tax quarter, so that runs from December 1st through February 29th. The payment represents a 34% decrease from our January 2025 collection. And this is a huge red flag for us. We understand the Commissioner of Finance is working with OCM and the Department of Tax and Finance to resolve it, but we were given sales numbers from the Office of Cannabis Management that showed that total sales were $5,733,000. So we received 1.7% of the total sales. We're supposed to be receiving 4%. So we think we were underpaid approximately $133,000 for the first quarter of 2025. Again, the Commissioner of Finance is working with the Tax and Finance Department, State Tax and Finance Department, to resolve this. The corrections for the fourth quarter of 2024 OCM sales data have been made with the latest distribution of funds, and that's cannabis tax. Occupancy tax revenues are they're recorded at $1,784,206. It's slightly overstated by about $338,000. There's a reversing entry in 2025 that needs to be recorded. Net of that reversal, we're looking at $1.4 million, or 23% of the budgeted amount of $6.3 million, has been recognized for occupancy tax. 2024 occupancy tax total was $8.3 million, or 131% of the budgeted amount. Interest earnings through April of 2025 are $2.7 million, or 35.2% of the budget. Of this, $417 was earned from two CDs, and the remainder was from cash accounts. Budgeted interest income for 2025 is $7.7 million. An increase of 15.3 from the 2024 budget. It looks like we are on track to meet that target. Ulster County earned $9.6 million in interest in 2024, or 143.4% of the budget, which was $6.7 million. The Department of Finance has filed the annual financial report on time, And we are aware of a few adjustments that will need to be recorded to close out the 2024 before the audited financial statements and the annual comprehensive financial report can be finalized. For bank recs, we are current through March of 2025. We've received them from the Department of Finance through March of 2025. We're in possession of all of the April bank statements and happy to report we now have access to online banking for all of the accounts of the county. For our audits, we released the P-card audit shortly after the last Ways and Means meeting. We're happy to report that management is working to implement the recommendations and move to the new state contract. And in addition to that, the Sheriff's Office is currently engaging with Chase on the new card for additional rebate revenue. They actually had no rebate revenue under their former contract, so this is a huge improvement for the Sheriff's Department. Community action, we spoke about that a little bit ago during the resolution. You know, on April 14th, we notified the county executive about the delayed tax returns and single audits. On April 25th, we memorialized these concerns in a memo to the county executive. And, you know, as you're all aware, Resolution 2024-78 created the need for us to review this. We expect that audit report to be released within the next few weeks, as I mentioned earlier. Our audit of occupancy tax is winding down as well, and we have begun work on the final report. One final hotel is still under review, and the audit has brought in additional revenues of at least $195,000 to the county. We expect some future revenues to be generated as well that would not have otherwise occurred as operators change the taxability of some of the items. That's all I've got to say. Any questions?
Mr. Collins?
Just a quick question. Do we see cannabis revenue from Town of Woodstock yet?
I don't believe so. Give me one second. No. No, there have been no sales reported in the Town of Woodstock yet. But that was for the first quarter of 2025, so end date period ending February 28th. 2025.
Yeah, they opened in January, so.
That's interesting. Okay. Thanks for that. Legislator Roberts, did you have a question?
Yeah, thank you. Could you repeat March's sales tax revenue?
Yeah, so year to date, we have, I didn't actually give you March's, but year to date, we've earned $44,750,052. The March payments are up 12.64, and if you give me one second, I can give you the exact payments. So the March payments were $13,749,426.
You had mentioned that it's a decline from 24.
So March is up. The month of March is up, but year to date we're down. Year to date, we're down still almost 4%, 3.98. So the reason for that is we had a really rough February. At the end of February, we were down 25.89%. Let's see, 22.59% at the end of February. And now, 10%. That's individual payments. So we were down 9.88% at the end of February, and we are now down 3.98%.
But you said last year we were down even further, 10%.
No, last month we were down. Year to date we were down. So we're improving. We had a better March, but we were down 9% at the end of February. At the end of March, we're only down 3.98%.
When you say down, is that projected or?
No, that's year-to-date actual receipts, yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Following on that, do you have any sense of the cause of that decline? Is there any particular area?
No. You know, it could be anything from an error in state data to you know, a change in tourism patterns, a change, who knows, really.
We should bring back the Catskill Shopper. All right. Anything else for the controller's office? Okay. Capital project updates.
So real short and simple this month. As was mentioned earlier, the pool is starting design work, so you won't see any expenses billed against that project for a little bit. The GOC is starting construction shortly, so that one you will start seeing the money coming in on. Finance is doing their end-of-year adjustments to 24. As of right now, we have $41 million spent in capital funds in year 24. That is the highest the county has ever had. We are following suit currently in 25 with $12 million in the first 4 months. So that means we are on pace to do it again, especially with the GOC project coming through. Construction season for highway is starting, so in a few more months, we'll get a better idea about where we're going to land closer to the end of the year.
Is there comments?
Do you have a sense of the Wittenberg Road project and when that's going to be completed? I have a lot of citizens complaining about that particular one.
We ask about that. Oh, go ahead.
The update from Public Works from DPW was, I believe the date was June 10th.
Thank you.
So I know I've asked this in the past and I'm wondering, still not on here, can we list the percentage of total project where we are with them? I know we're doing, we show the phase completions, but not this total project completion. So.
It's to the right of the percentage of current phase is the percentage of project completion.
Where do you see that? I'm looking at the one for GOC and I don't see that.
So for the projects that are over $5 million are also going to be located on the large sheet, and that one will have the percentage of project completion on it.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Thank you. All right. Any old business? Any new business? Somebody want to make a motion? Thank you. Second. Mr. Kovacs, all those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Thank you.